everyone. How are you? Pastor Rod. We're doing a series on Proverbs, Wisdom to Win. And today we're going to read from Proverbs 25:2. It says, it's the glory of God to conceal a matter. It's the glory of kings to search out a matter. I've called this, there's an honor or something good when we search out and discover things in life. God loves us to search. God loves us to discover. So let me read it to you again. I'm going to read it to you in the Passion Bible. God conceals the revelation of his word in the hiding place of his glory, but the honor of kings or leaders is revealed by how they thoroughly search out a deeper meaning of all that God says. I believe in searching. I'm 61. I'm still searching. There's still questions I'm asking God, and I know some things God will never tell me this side of heaven. Why some things happened, why some things didn't happen. Of course, there's going to be a lot of questions, but I believe that we need to have a questioning heart. Viv and I are the father and mother of two amazing boys, and they've always had curiosity. There's an old saying, curiosity killed the cat, but I believe that curiosity from this proverb is an honor. Curiosity is a weighty thing in life, to be curious about sports or science or maths or language or culture or people or whatever we are curious about. God says, come on, bring it. There's an honor in seeking and an honor in finding. And as a pastor here in Asia, here in Japan, when we came, a lot of people said that Japanese were not open to the gospel. We never believed that, but we did have to seek why so few Japanese were becoming believers in Jesus. And our seeking and seeking out, a lot of it was the words that we were using or people were using were not connecting with Japanese words. It's called contextualization, finding a way to explain things in language and culture. And instead of being a laborious or heavy thing, I found it to be a joyful thing to discover as we learned how to describe grace to Japanese. God has given you so much, and you can never thank him enough, because Japanese love to give thanks and give presents and give gifts to someone who's blessed them, and to explain to them, well, a gift from God given in grace can't be repaid. It's a gift that all you have to do is say, arigato, or thank you. The concept of I can't repay, so now I am very, very thankful, which actually does come from Japanese history. That's not a foreign concept. But when we explain it to Japanese and they go, grace from God, the cross and the resurrection of Jesus means I just have to receive and say, arigato, yes. To me, that is an example of us seeking out an answer. It could be in business or science or maths. It could be in a lot of things. One of my great heroes, as I look at Christian people in history, is a man called George Washington Carver. He is in the 1800s, so the 19th century. He is called the most famous African-American scientist in the United States. And he had a terrible start, as many people in that situation did. And it's amazing he had such an incredible faith in Jesus. And the reason he did, even though he was almost like an orphan and separated from his brothers and sisters, a terrible story, God did place him around both white people and other African-American people of faith. And they spoke to him, and he came to faith as a boy. He was told that God loves when you pray. And so his first prayer, he got up in a loft of a barn, and he said he learned to pray. Now, he's going to become a great scientist and a great inventor, but it started as a boy, him starting to pray to God of honor, of showing me things. And he said he loved to pray, God, show me things. And he ended up being the most incredible researcher of the peanut and the soybeans in America. At that time in America, the 1850s and 60s, there was terrible drought in the Midwest, Kansas. It was called the Dust Bowl. And he discovered that if you change from cotton to other crops, your fields re-nourished very quickly. Within 1 or 2 years, they're creating great crops of cotton again, but you have to rotate crops. He discovered that. That's a huge thing in Australia and the United States. And he's the one, he sought out an answer for why there were pests on plants. And he used the peanut. And his most famous quote, it really impacted me because it illustrates this proverb. The proverb says again, it's the glory of God to conceal a matter. It's the glory of kings to search out the matter. And he was praying as a young scientist. And this is his quote. "When I was young, I said to God, 'God, tell me the mystery of the universe.' But God answered, 'That knowledge is for me alone.' So I said, 'God, tell me the mystery of a peanut.' And God said, 'Well, George, that's more nearly your size.' And he told him 300 different inventions from the peanut." And I love this because as I researched into his life, he said, he also said this, "The secret of my success, it's simple. It's found in the Bible." He was a prayer and he was a journaler. He used to pray and write things and get ideas and then do experiments and discover, as I said, over 300 uses of the peanut and the soybean. He was recognized and even put up as a memorial along with American presidents and George Washington Carver. Just one more quote from him because it's very inspiring to me. He says this, "I love to think of nature as an unlimited broadcasting station through which God speaks to us every hour, if only we will tune in." Yes, it's God's honor to conceal a word or a matter, and it's our honor to search and discover. It could be about who you are, your personality, your giftings. I've done a series recently on 7 motivational gifts you can look at from Romans chapter 12. It's different gifts that God's given us all. Search, discovery. I am a pastor who says to people, you need to discover who you are, discover the amazing nature that God has put within you. And just one last note, I've got 2 amazing boys. Monty's loving being a pastor and Richie is loving being a medical researcher. And I think Richie's going to be another George Washington Carver one day because he loves to journal and seek God and ask questions. And he's in the lab every day with his skin cell research and other cells, kidney cells and other. He has a passion from God to search out a matter. And he hasn't done it yet, but I believe he's going to do something great because he is of that same type of person that although God's hidden things, he's saying to us, come on, discover, come on, look, learn, grow. And let me pray right now. Thank you, Lord, that you've hidden things so we can find them. And I pray, Lord, there'd be a passion in our heart to discover who we are, what our purpose is, what our role in life is, how good you are, how great your word is. I pray we would be people of journaling and prayer and seeking out because that is the honor that you're inviting us into. Lead us, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.